The tide turns for streaming music. Amazon wants to help you replace your toilet. And we get a sneak peek at the Spartan browser. Tech News Tonight is next.
This is Twit.
It's time for Twit's annual audience survey, and we want to hear from you. Please visit twit.tv/survey and let us know what you think. It only takes a few minutes, and your anonymous feedback will help us make Twit even better. We thank you so much for your continued support. twit.tv/survey.
This is Tech News Tonight, episode 305 for Monday, March 30th, 2015. This episode is brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron will send you all of the ingredients to cook fresh, delicious meals with simple step-by-step instructions right to your door. See what's on the menu this week and get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/twit. That's blueapron.com/twit. Welcome. I am Megan Maroney. Have you taken our annual audience survey yet? Go to twit.tv/survey. Tell us what you think. The survey is anonymous, and we want to know what you think so we can make this and all of our Twit shows better. Now let's get to today's big news. Today marked the official relaunch of Tidal, now the first artist-owned global music platform owned by artists. At a press conference today, Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, Beyoncé, Daft Punk, Jack White, and many other musicians stood up on the stage in New York to talk about the features of Tidal: high-fidelity music, offline capabilities, editorial content, and more. The idea is that the supporting artists will release their albums here first. Joining us to talk about this announcement is Anthony Ha, writer at TechCrunch. Welcome, Anthony.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So do you think, as Jay-Z said, that Tidal will change the course of music history?
That's a pretty tall order. I think it's certainly like very interesting. I mean, I think the fact that they got so many artists involved, so many, you know, big name artists involved, I think it's very promising. I mean, I don't think that it means that, you know, Spotify is in trouble anytime soon. But I think that it's certainly enough that people are going to sort of sit up and take notice and you know, start thinking about whether or not, you know, this could be a viable competitor.
Right. Well, what's the difference between Tidal and Spotify? What are a few of the big differences?
Well, I think the big one from a product perspective is just, you know, that there's these two tiers. There's the $9.99 tier, which is standard streaming. And then there's the $19.99 tier, which is, high fidelity streaming. One of the things that's sort of interesting about that, of course, is that, you know, I'm talking to you now on my, you know, these Apple headphones, and I think a lot of people use them. And so I'm curious, you know, one of the questions is whether or not, you know, a high quality audio file will actually then just, you know, sound the same on these sort of not great earbuds. I think the big sell, I mean, the way they're really pitching it though is less about the technology and more about this idea that it's an artist owned, you know, service. It's something where the, you know, the money's going to the artist, you know, theoretically. And where, you know, that presumably some of these artists will be releasing their albums sort of at least initially, you know, exclusively on the service.
Right. So it's Taylor Swift approved.
Right. Exactly. It is Taylor. So she, as I understand it, she's on the service.
Right.
And she's not on Spotify.
Right. But she wasn't one of the people that stood up today at the conference.
That's right.
Yeah. So what happened? Jay-Z had a big press conference, and a lot of the artists talked. We talked a little bit about it. You know, there was Madonna, and there, you know, was Daft Punk in their big costumes, and Arcade Fire, and, you know, a bunch of other people that I'm too old to know. But what happened during, and what were the kind of some of the things that they talked about at this press conference?
Well, I think that one of the big themes was just this idea of, you know, these technology companies have basically taken over the music industry, and that, you know, the artists kind of want to take it back now. I mean, I'm reading some of the quotes here. Like one, I think apparently someone from Daft Punk, I don't know if you can really tell the two apart, said they see us as product. Madonna said this is about bringing the artist back into this. This is not about technology. And so I think it was really this idea of there's sort of this sense that, you know, they'd sort of lost control of their destiny and they're trying to retake it, which on the one hand is very, you know, I think a kind of a compelling message. On the other hand, I think, you know, the challenge there is if you just say, hey, like, here are all the reasons why this is a great service for musicians, that doesn't necessarily say a lot about why it's, you know, appealing to consumers and listeners. And then I think the other side is that the fact is they, on the one hand, it's great that they had these like great, you know, big name musicians. But on the other hand, when they're sort of the ones complaining, it feels a little bit sort of, you know, world's like tiniest violin, as opposed to like the genuine, you know, like independent artists who I think really are struggling on a service like Spotify to make significant amounts of money.
All right. That's true. And well, you talked a little bit about the sound quality. That's something that's supposed to be lossless audio. But I'm curious if that's something that will really matter. Like you said, you know, we're all listening to it on our earbuds. I mean, you know, I have 10 and 12 year old kids and they will listen to anything on YouTube on, you know, an old laptop. Like, I just wonder if the sound is that really important to the next generation, or was that something that people don't care about?
I mean, my gut says that it's not. And I think that most people, look, I mean, I think there will be people for whom it is important. And maybe, you know, the kind of person who still cares about like vinyl or something like that, who's, you know, much cooler than I am, this might be an appealing streaming option. But I think that for the vast majority of people, I think that they're going to go for the $9.99 option if they go for anything at all. And I guess one thing we should clarify is also that the other difference is that, you know, it's $9.99, $19.99, and there's no free tier, unlike a lot of these other music services where there, you know, there's a free version as well, and there's no free version here, as I understand it. So that's also going to be a big challenge.
Right. So no ad-supported version, no free version.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So you know, that's the same thing that Beats came out. They said last week there was rumor that they were going to be able to charge less than that $9.99 a month, but then they couldn't make the deals with the record companies, and so they also will not have a free version. But do you think that Beats will be threatened by Tidal?
I think there's probably, yeah. I mean, I think that there's, on the one hand, I think there's like all these guys who are sort of like chasing after Spotify and you know, Pandora and I think have sort of these you know, have some big name artists attached, and I guess they're also probably looking at each other too. But I think that they probably, both of them are, I would guess, more looking at Spotify than anyone else.
Right. So this is something that you might try as a journalist, but probably not as a regular consumer. You probably would stick to Spotify. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'd love to try it out, but it's hard to imagine why I would, you know, do it for more than a month or two on the you know, especially the more expensive plan, unless, you know, either there's like this sort of, you know, amazing difference in sound quality, or if it just turns out that the selection is that much better.
Right. Well, we were talking earlier about the artist said they were talking about the tech industry and how much they disliked the tech industry. So that might turn some people off too. What were some of the things they were talking about?
I mean, I think it wasn't that they were necessarily talking about specific. You know, I think like specific, at least as far as I can tell, there weren't like specific sort of, you know, bashing specific companies as much as just sort of this, again, that tone that I was talking about, that, you know, this sense of like, I think Alicia Keys saying like, our mission goes beyond commerce technology. And then again, just, to, you know, what Daft Punk was saying is like, you know, the tech industry sees us as a product. So I think it wasn't like, oh yeah, like screw Spotify, at least in so many words, but it was just, you know, there's this sense of, man, like, you know, it's been maybe a little bit of a rough few years for these guys.
Right, exactly. Well, Anthony, thank you so much for joining us. You are a writer at TechCrunch. Do you have anything up now or anything coming up that you want to talk about?
Nothing too big that I want to point to at the moment, but you know, just keep an eye on TechCrunch. Hopefully we'll have something good in the next couple of days, and you can also follow me on Twitter at Anthony Ha.
Right, and you're a sci-fi writer as well.
I am a science fiction writer as well. I have a short story chapbook called Love Songs for Monsters, which is, you can also Google.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Anthony. It was great to have you on.
Great, thank you.
And coming up, Amazon will teach your kids math, and a Bing Photoshop scandal is brewing. But first, we all love to eat. But it's hard to find a meal that doesn't compromise somewhere. Is it a good value? Is it easy to prepare? Is it healthy and delicious? That's where Blue Apron comes in. Blue Apron makes cooking delicious meals easy and fun by delivering fresh, ready-to-cook meals right to your door. For less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron sends you fresh ingredients, perfectly proportioned, with step-by-step recipe instructions, including beautifully printed pictures. It makes cooking healthy meals really easy and fun. My family and I tried it at home, and we had a great time. We made my kids ate kale, which is something they had not done before, which was exciting. And we had no trip to the grocery store and no waste from unused ingredients. Blue Apron is perfect for date night cooking with friends, and they even offer family plans with kid-friendly ingredients and kale, so the whole family can eat well and have fun preparing the meals together. Each balanced meal is 500 to 700 calories per serving, and you'd hardly ever know. Cooking takes about a half an hour, shipping is free, and the menus are always new. They won't send the same meal twice. They work around your schedule and your dietary preferences, and Blue Apron's experts source only the best seasonal ingredients for incredible meals like chili blackened cod or spiced chickpea burgers. You'll cook incredible meals and be blown away by the quality and the freshness. Blue Apron, it's a better way to cook. Check out this week's menu and get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/twit. That's right, two meals free just for going to blueapron.com/twit. And we thank Blue Apron for their support of Tech News Tonight. Now on to a few more stories we're following today. Is that the death knell for Google Plus, I'm hearing? Today, the search giant announced that starting today, the photos and videos you keep in Google Plus Photos will also be available in Google Drive. Google Plus Photos isn't going anywhere yet, and you can still use it to store, edit, and share your pictures. But the company says that if you want to organize all your files all in one place, they now suggest using Google Drive. And today, Amazon took another step toward their goal to sell everything to everyone. This morning, they announced Amazon Home Services. It's a new way to shop for vetted and licensed pros to do all of the things that you are too busy, too lazy, too unqualified, or just plain afraid to do. You need someone to install a basketball hoop, replace your toilet, teach your kids math. Amazon has a long list of services to choose from, including goats, and a map that shows you where many service providers are in your area. On Friday, we reported that Ellen Pao's Silicon Valley gender discrimination suit was all but decided in favor of Kleiner Perkins. And unless I am your only source of news, which I hope I am not, chances are you already heard that the jury recounted and cleared the venture capital firm on all counts. And Mary J. Foley reports that Microsoft rolled out its first Windows 10 desktop preview build with a new Spartan browser. Foley says Spartan includes a lot of the features that were shown off at the Windows 10 event in January, including integration with Cortana on the desktop. The browser is available only to Windows insiders testers. And speaking of Microsoft, on Mashable today, there's an interesting story about how Microsoft's Bing seems to be photoshopping with Wisconsin fans to look like Duke fans in sponsored tweets. After being alerted by friends that her likeness was being used to illustrate the Bing's prediction engine, gave Duke a 70% chance to beat Gonzaga, Wisconsin fan Kristen Yarrows, there she is in the red, that's her official photo, Kristen Yarrows tweeted that despite Bing's photo manipulation, she is a Badger fan for life. That's the photoshopped one in blue. And that is it for this edition of Tech News Tonight. You can subscribe to the show at twit.tv/TN2. You can write to us at tn2@twit.tv and watch live every weekday at 4 p.m. Pacific. And now I've been asking you to post your selfies watching Tech News Tonight. And I have had a great response. Today's TN2 selfie fan of the day is Stan Cook, a.k.a. Hawaii Cop. He's a retired police officer and a 22-year military veteran from Belfair, Washington. He sent in this photo of himself watching Tech News Tonight on an iPad with bobblehead Leo standing guard. Thank you for your service, Stan, and thank you for watching. Send us more of your pictures. You can tag your pictures with hashtag TN2Selfie on Twitter, Google+, Instagram, or via email, if you don't want to post them publicly, to tn2@twit.tv. But no, if you send them to us, we might also put them on the show, which is, of course, public. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and we will show your selfie on the show. And don't miss our morning news program, Tech News Today, every weekday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. I am Megan Maroney. Thank you for watching.
Bandwidth for Tech News Tonight is brought to you by CashFly.com.